As they put together a massive $500 billion measure comprising 11 separate unfinished government appropriations bills, Democrats blame President Bush and his advisors and congressional Republicans for the impasse. In remarks to reporters, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid was critical of what he described as Mr. Bush's uncompromising attitude.
President Bush reminds me of somebody who is a lawyer who would never negotiate anything. Nice guy, pleasant to visit with, but he was impossible to deal with on any case that he had. That's what we have with President Bush. He is impossible and has been for 7 years to deal with.
Reid spoke as lawmakers reacted to a proposal by House Appropriations Chairman Congressman David Obey to resolve the deadlock. To move closer to President Bush's limit for so-called discretionary spending, that is, the portion of the budget approved by Congress each year, a figure the president has set at $933 billion, Obey suggested eliminating earmarks or spending for the lawmakers' special projects. Democrats, who earlier dropped language to require a timetable for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq, would also include $31 billion for military operations in Afghanistan, although none for Iraq. House Minority Leader John Boehner and other Republicans accused Democrats on Tuesday of mishandling the appropriations process.
We're in agreement with the president that the size of the pie for discretionary domestic spending is $933 billion. There's just really no reason for us to move away from that number. That is the number. And to try to blackmail the president for some $11 billion in extra spending on the backs of the troops and the veterans, I think is not sustainable on their part.
Congress has approved and the president has signed a $459 billion measure for the Pentagon, but not specifically funding war operations. President Bush asked for a separate emergency supplemental of $196 billion for that. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says if Democrats go ahead with their plan, he would submit an amendment to provide $70 billion for military operations while meeting the president's government and domestic spending limit.
It seems to me that is a way to end this session in a fiscally responsible way that also provides the funding necessary to continue the surge, which has shown remarkable signs of success.
Lawmakers are up against a wall. The government has been operating on temporary continuing resolutions since October 1st, and Congress faces another deadline at the end of this week. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.